Ladies and gentlemen, Garfield and friends.
We're
ready
to
party.
I hope you bring lots of spaghetti.
I'm scared.
Come on in, come to the place where fun never ends. Come on in, it's time to party with Garfield and friends. Dancing.
Fiesta.
Romancing.
Siesta.
Samba.
La bamba.
Ay caramba.
Disguises.
Disguises.
Surprises.
Surprises.
And pies of.
And pies of.
All sizes.
Come on in, come to the place where fun never ends.
Critics agree. Of all the TV shows on today, this is probably one of them. It was the year 1883, give or take a Tuesday, when it all began in this most innocent of dwellings in London, England. Here, the good Dr. Henry Jekyll labored well into every night, striving to invent a diet cola with no aftertaste.
I believe this formula should suffice for my purpose.
He decided to test it on one of his laboratory mice before sampling it himself. A pretty awful thing to do, even to a mouse.
Yeah, small rodent, sample this, if you will.
No, no, not again. Try this one on the dog. Try it on the goldfish.
As a diet cola, Dr. Jekyll's new formula rated an F, but it was not without its effect. Dr. Jekyll came to an instant conclusion.
Circumstances recommend that I relocate my hindmost regions to another locale.
Rough translation, good time to get my rear and gear and out of here.
I would yell for help, but I shouldn't wish to be a bother to anyone. I shall go and locate an exterminator.
One minute a mouse, the next minute a monster. You might call it a silly premise for a cartoon, but we call it one of Garfield's Tales from the Microwave. Good evening. I'm going to attempt to tell the story of Dr. Jekyll in the time it takes to microwave this TV dinner. Dr. Jekyll knew he had to get that mouse out of his place, so he ran down to Oxford Street, where there was an exterminator named Jonathan Arbuckle.
And so, my good man, you simply must come and rid my flat of that mouse. Bring mouse poison. Bring mouse traps.
Oh, I'm afraid I never touch them things, Governor.
Then how on earth...
We here use the natural means of pest elimination. Allow me to fetch me equipment and show you. Let's see. Ants, termites, cockroaches, encyclopedia salesmen. Huh, now there's a real pest for you. Ah, here we go. Mice.
I beg your pardon. You're interrupting me right in the middle of me fish and chips.
Sorry, mate, but the gent here has himself a mouse problem, he does. I thought maybe we'd have a go at it.
Quite.
They hurried to the lab, pausing only for tea and those boring little cookies that English people like.
Could you give us a description of the mouse, Governor?
I believe so. 6 feet tall? No, seven. Weight approximately 300 pounds. Long, steely claws, sharp fangs.
Oh, I see. Anything unusual about this mouse?
No, nothing in particular.
Kind of a big one, wouldn't you say?
Well, might as well get on with it. A job to do and all that.
Awfully brave cat you have there, Arbuckle.
Quite.
Oh, mouse. I say, are you in here, mouse? Oh, mouse. Awfully unsporting of you, hiding from me like this.
Let me go! Let me go!
I say, don't make me run after you in this humidity. Be a good chap and just get in the cage. There's a good fellow. My, you're a lot Smaller than described. Dr. Jekyll said you were 7 foot tall and 300 pounds. Well, I must say that's a bit more like it.
Sounds like my mouse is giving your cat a spot more trouble than we'd expected.
A bit, perhaps.
Strong little bounder, isn't he?
Quite. Let me have another go at him.
Now, see here, mouse. You had your little fun. Time to go.
Zounds. Sounds like my little rodent is considerably more of a problem than we'd expected.
It looks like there's only one thing we can do.
Tea time!
I say, you're not being very gentlemanly about this.
You know, if he keeps this up, I may just have to get rough. So that was pretty much how it went for the next 2 or 3 hours. The cat would go in, he'd catch the mouse would hiccup, the mouse would mop the place up with the cat. Parched, the cat paused only for a little refreshment before pressing on. By now, the mouse had figured out that he pretty much was in control. Ah, there you are, mouse. I must insist that you stop doing that. Now, that is exactly what I just asked you not to do.
Sugar?
Please.
Cream?
A drop.
Sounds like a bit of a ruckus.
A bit.
There he goes.
Yes. Blimey, that's the second biggest mouse I've ever seen.
So it looked like their problems with the monster mouse were over. Their problems with the monster cat were, however, just beginning.
You're not impressing anyone, you know.
Not one bit.
Enraged, the monster grabbed them up and began rampaging about the city. The alarm went out across London. Dozens of police descended on the scene. Trapped, the monster suddenly... Ah, my dinner's ready. Hey, I'm sorry, but that's all the time we have for today here on Garfield's Tales from the Microwave. By the way, have you ever noticed how these dinners always have one thing in them you don't want to eat? John's had me on this diet forever. I hate it. Hey, what's going on? What's...
Garfield, what's wrong? Something wrong with your feet?
Oh, those are feet? Hey, and I'll bet these wiggly things on the ends are toes, right?
There is not a force on this planet that could get me to budge from this spot.
Hey, you guys coming? It's payday.
Payday?
On a mark, get set, go!
Yahoo, payday!
Here you go, Bo.
Like, muchas gracias, Orsinio.
Here's your pay, Roy.
Thanks, horse.
Here's your pay, Wade.
Oh, a slave to wages, am I?
Here you go, Roy.
Much appreciated, Piggo.
Here's your pay for the week, Booker.
Thanks, Orson.
Here's your pay, Roy.
Thank you kindly, horse.
Hi, Sheldon. Here's your... Bo, Roy. Wade, Roy. Booker, Roy again.
Oh. Excuse me, I'll be right back.
And 20 makes 80, plus 10. I am so clever. Sometimes I amaze myself. Plus another 20. Good joke, huh, horse? All right. I'm banned from the farm? I suppose I deserve it. I'm a rat, a louse, a crumb, a cheat, a snake, a crook.
I got your salary back, Sheldon.
Did you banish Roy from the farm?
I'll invite him back when I think he's learned his lesson.
How many centuries do you think that'll take?
Well, looks like I picked the right day to hit this place. Heyday! Now I need a pigeon.
Oh, Fred, when I have no money, I worry about having no money.
But a duck'll do just fine.
On the other hand, when I have money, I worry about losing it.
Excuse me, pal. Could you give me 2 tens for a 5?
Certainly.
Thanks, Jackson.
The name is Wade. And not only that, but when I have no money, I worry about how I will lose it if and when I get some. Furthermore, I... 2 tens for 5. 5 into 10 goes twice. Carry 11. Divide by 9.
Waito! Uno momento! Halt! Cease and desist! And stop doing anything! 2 tens for a 5 indeedy! Ha! You take me for the fool I am, whoever you are!
Who are you?
Your fox is the name. Finagler Fox. What's wrong?
What's wrong, he asks. What's wrong is that you sought to swindle yours truly.
Hey, I never swindled no one. You don't want to give me change? I don't care. Here's your 5. Give me back my 2 tens. Okay, pal. See you around.
Ha! And ha! Hey, second time. Tried to cheat Wade Duck, will he? Well, I showed him. I got back his 5 and gave him my 2 tens,
Would you folks talk to each other for a moment? I have to go and check on something. 2 tens for a 5. 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 Let's see,
I have been swindlerized!
I think of a number between 1 and 10. If you guess it, I give you $20. If you don't, you give me $20.
Okay, right. 5.
No, sorry, that's 20 you owe me.
6?
No, that's 20 more.
Wait. 4. I'll bet it's 4. Hey, wait a minute. Let's try it with me asking the number between 1 and 10 and you guessing.
Very well. 7?
Whoa. Like I thought I had him that time.
You charlatan! You crook! You dishonest type person!
Get out of my way, penguin.
Penguin? I'll have you know I am a duck.
You're a penguin.
Duck.
Penguin.
Duck.
Penguin.
Duck, 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 duck.
Hold on. Let's settle this with a wager. You say you're a duck, I say you're a penguin. Will you give me $20 if I'm wrong?
It's a bet.
I'm wrong.
Orson. Oh, Orson!
You wouldn't believe it. I mean, it was unbelievable.
All right. I'll do something. It sounds like Finagler Fox is around again.
To deal with someone that tricky requires a devious brain.
Something real sneaky.
You're right. I'll go find Roy.
I'm a quisling, a traitor, a dishonest soul, a rapscallion, a scofflaw, a used car salesman, a treacherous...
Roy, we want you to come back.
Moi? But why, pray tell?
We figure it takes a cheat to cheat a cheat.
It does. And I think I know just how to do it.
Oh, I better scram to another locale. I got all the money to be gotten around this joint.
Sorry, it's not for sale.
What's not for sale? And who says I wanted one? Whatever it is.
It's a zippity chrome flame. They come in 6 colors, 5 sizes, and 19 flavors, including banana and potato.
What does it do?
Sir, better you should ask, what doesn't it do? It dices, slices, spices, and splices. It cooks, looks, books, and crooks. It plays, sprays, frays, and slays. No home or tuna canary should be without one.
Yeah, but what does it do?
Come now, you're not gonna tell me a fox of the world, such as yourself, doesn't have a dozen zibbity chrome flames in his lair.
Wow, like dig the new zibbity chrome flame.
Hey! That's better than last year's model with the life-size Elvis and the built-in VCR. this one. Wow, it has a can opener instead of a harmonica cleaner.
Sorry, I can't sell you one, pal.
Hold on, hold on. Not so fast, Rooster. Whatever this thing is, I gotta have one. You gotta sell me one of these whatchamacallits.
I'm sorry, this is the last Zibbity Chrome plane in the state.
Are you sure you couldn't let it go, say, for,
Well, I don't know.
It's a deal.
It is?
It is. And now it's mine. All mine. My very own Zibbity Chrome plane.
Whoa. Like, man, you done it.
Roy got all our salaries back.
That he did. And I hope now you'll all be a lot more careful. You know what happens to people who don't know how to handle money?
Yeah, they wind up in Washington.
We have a question, Roy.
Yeah, we did our lines like you said. But, what's inside a Zibbity Chrome Fane anyway?
The same thing that's in that fox's wallet now, guys. Absolutely nothing.
Keep the line moving. We have to get started. Keep the line moving, please.
Kittens, kittens, could we have it quiet, please? We want to get started.
Very good. I want to thank all of you for being here today. Now, for the benefit of those of you who didn't receive the mail invitation, let me quickly explain. When every kitten reaches 4 weeks of age, we invite them here for orientation lessons on how to drive human beings out of their minds. And you are especially fortunate because today's lecture is being delivered by our foremost authority. Here is Garfield.
Thank you, thank you. Save it for the end. As a cat, it is your job, your honor, in fact, to drive human beings crazy. Today I will teach you three rules. Pay careful attention. Roll film.
Garfield, wait till you see what I just bought you. It's the super deluxe state-of-the-art cat scratching treehouse, complete with swing, slide, porch, microwave oven, trailout, bed, massage table, CD player, and floor-to-ceiling carpeting. Now you can claw this to your heart's content and leave my furniture alone. Garfield, stop doing that. Not my new sofa. Use your scratching post.
Which brings us to rule number one, never claw what they want you to claw. Most people are unaware that cats have a special deal with the upholstery industry to share the profits in furniture repair. Here's a short scene that'll teach you all about rule number two.
The market had a sale on Kitty Kitchen brand cat food, and I bought a dozen of every flavor. Want to try some turkey and giblets dinner deluxe?
Yucko.
Savory beef grill?
Double yucko.
Well then, how about kidney stew surprise?
The surprise is that anyone thinks cats will eat that slop.
Tuna tortillas?
No way, Jose.
Sausage patty pot roast, veal Oscar and Bernays sauce. Garfield, please. I spent $93 on cat food. Isn't there something here you'll eat?
Canned cat food, $93. One filet mignon steak, $8. Yeah.
How's my filet mignon?
Delicious. How's the kidney stew surprise?
Yuck.
Rule number two, if it's on sale, we don't eat it. Now, rule number three may take you some time to master, but have patience. It's important. Observe.
I'm going to bed now, Garfield. Do you want to go out?
Not this cat.
Okay, suit yourself. Good night.
It's important to wait for just the right moment before you ask to go out.
Why, yes, Karen. I'll go out with you. Oh, but I insist on paying for dinner. Wow, what? Hold on. It's 3:30 in the morning.
I'm ready to go out.
Here you go.
Oh, I've changed my mind. I don't want to go out.
Oh, well. At least I can get back to bed. Maybe I can resume that dream about Karen.
Now, this next part requires precision timing. You have to wait until he's just starting to dream again, when...
Karen?
What?
What? What's that?
Okay, I'm ready to go out. If you time this one properly, you can have him up and down all night.
What happens if they actually force you to go out?
Good question. And this next part of the film covers it. I've changed my mind. I don't want to go out.
You're going out this time so I can get some sleep. Good night. Now I'll get some sleep. I don't even care if I dream about what's her name or not, just so I get some sleep.
Now the timing on this one is even trickier, since you have to do it from outside. Still, with experience, you learn to sense just that moment when the human is drifting into dreamland and hit it. One of my favorites. If your human's a little slow, you might even have time to take a few requests. Uh-oh, time to split.
Who's making all that racket?
It's my cat.
Who is that?
It's John Arbuckle, Mr. Burnside.
Arbuckle? Shut up!
Who's gonna make me?
We are!
Mr. Burnside, and everyone else in the neighborhood. It was my cat, not me. It was my cat.
Which brings us to rule number three. We sleep whenever we want to. They sleep whenever we want to. This concludes our briefing for today. We'll all meet here again next week when we'll explain about tormenting small dogs. Thank you.
Great job, Garf.
Thanks. It's a favorite topic.
So then, your cat woke you up last night, too?
I don't know what to do about him. He won't eat any food that's on sale.
Yours, too? I thought my cat was the only one like that.
You know, it's like someone's given all these cats lessons on how to drive us bananas or something.
That's a silly thought.
Yeah, real silly.